Welcome to the Real Voices Podcast, where we explore the personal journeys of real estate professionals through their own unique challenges and successes. Real Voices is brought to you by Equitable Title and Escrow, providing a better approach to title and escrow through team support and innovative services. This approach delivers a better experience to both agents and their clients.
Welcome to another great episode. We have another great guest with us. Caroline Pius is with us. Is it Caroline Pius, right?
Correct. I said Caroline. Yes.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Appreciate you coming on.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us what got you in the business, how long you've been in, and who do you serve?
Well, I got in the business about 3.5-4 years ago. I joined my husband. He was getting a little bit busier in real estate, and I was at the tail end of my previous career, so it was good timing. And we started working together. So far, it's been much more successful than somebody would think with a husband and wife team. It works well. And as far as who we service, we service the East Valley primarily. We've had work outside of the East Valley, but that's really our core.
Okay. So you said you're on the tail end of a different career. Mm-hmm. What was that career beforehand?
I was in the restaurant business for more years than I care to admit. but I very much enjoyed it. I had kind of reached the top of the food chain, so to speak. So it was either stay here and do this for however length of time my body could handle, or mm-hmm. get into something else and try to improve myself and move forward in life.
Hey, I hear you, man. I always think about with restaurant business is just the turnover, just constantly mm-hmm. dealing with new people and trying to bring them along. So talk to me a little bit about that. How has that helped you transition with real estate? How does that?
Immensely. Obviously, it teaches good communication skills, which is first and foremost, and it helps with talking to strangers. When I first started, when I was in my teens doing this, doing the restaurant business rather, I was extremely shy. In fact, I'm actually still shy, just not so much in a work capacity. I can kind of put that cloak on. It helps with that. It helps with being able to manage timing. Many things happening at once, and a lot of things, you know, just coming from every different direction, and trying to keep everybody happy.
Right.
You know, because ultimately that's the goal, is give them something that they enjoy and make them happy that they came to spend their money with you.
Makes sense. So what do you do to keep up with your relationships after they've closed and, you know, they have the home? What are some of the things that you do to just to keep in touch?
Well, you know, we're lucky that most, I would say, if not all of our clients, we continue to stay in touch with, be it that actually Todd's very good at putting dates in his phone of closing out properties and birthdays and anniversaries. We have a lot of client base in our previous community that we lived in. We moved 2 years ago, but we still maintain social activities with them and try to stay in touch and communicate, do our marketing through letters, which is primarily, and postcards.
Okay, makes sense. Cool. So what, I know when you're on the outside seeing him and seeing his challenges and seeing the successes, just talk to me a little bit though, now being on the inside, is there a difference? Have you seen that there is a difference from what you were anticipating?
As far as transitioning into real estate?
Yeah, like being a realtor.
You know, you're always going to get a curveball.
Right.
That's just a fact. I don't really know, I'm not sure what my expectations were getting into it. It is a natural transition for a lot of people to go from the restaurant business or hospitality into real estate. But I think really just I've been spoiled because, as Todd said previously, I handle the upfront as far as the initial contact, the searching for properties and everything prior to going into contract. And then we discovered quite quickly that I did not do quite very well with the transaction. So that I wasn't expecting, and that was corrected by, you know, we each took on the responsibilities that we were stronger with, and it's really been a great balance for us.
I appreciate that. I appreciate you sharing that. A lot of times real estate agents come in, they're solo, and they don't realize that you really still do need partners to help you with your weaknesses, just to you know, so that you can be strong at where you're strong at. So I'm glad you recognize that. That's good, good. So are you from here in Arizona?
No, I moved to Arizona in 2005 from Virginia, but I'm not from Virginia. I was a military brat, I've been many places, including being born in Japan, so.
All right. So were you just born, you don't remember much from the days in Japan?
Oh, I remember nothing from there. So I think the earliest memories come from about 3 or 4 years old when we were living in England.
Okay.
Yeah.
Man, so you really have been over.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about that. Like, how did you adjust to all the travel and having to find new friends every so often?
It wasn't always easy. The older I got, the harder it got. When I was younger, I think when you're younger, your mind and everything is more pure, and you just walk up and start talking to people and, you know, playing with their toys or whatever. It was definitely more challenging. I had moved from Hawaii to Virginia at 15 years old, and that was a tough transition. It took me a little while to get back into things because I had been involved with school sports and activities and had a great base of friends. So that was a tough transition, without a doubt.
Wow. Yeah, that would be, especially coming from Hawaii to the mainland of Virginia.
Yes. You know what? I was a little disappointed in Virginia's beach, but it's much nicer now.
They've stepped it up. Awesome. So I guess just going kind of staying there a little bit, I like to think, ask people about who they were role models and who they looked up to. It sounds like you had a lot of transitions. So what was your root? And who did you stick on to and hang on to as an example?
I think really there were two people that greatly influenced me. My father, who has tremendous work ethic and really came from very humble beginnings in New York City as a minority and just working really hard. He got into the military when he was young and built not only a career but a life, and then did a second career after retirement with the civil service, and he did really well, and I was really proud of his story. And then my grandmother, who we were around her quite a bit growing up, my mother's mom, and she was funny. She was very funny. She was very generous. She was a very giving person, and I think that I appreciated that even at a young age.
Thank you. I appreciate you sharing that. Mm-hmm. As a kid, what would be the most unique way you've helped put food on the table or made money or made a living?
As a kid?
Or at any time in your life.
The most unique way? I don't know if there was really... I can't come up with an example of a unique way I put food on the table. I mean, I always worked as a child. I started babysitting at 11 years old and continued to work through today. Don't think I've had a break yet. but no, just hard work.
Just working.
Yeah, even when you're tired or not feeling good, or you pick yourself up and you go into work and you try to put a smile on your face. Being in the restaurant business and now being in real estate, it's actually surprising how much your customers or clients or guests can change your day for you, and they don't even realize it. You're putting on that face and you're going in trying to do your job and be professional, and they actually kind of take the whatever is upsetting or concerning that you're worrying about, they take that away, and that's a beautiful thing.
Appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Thank you. So you mentioned that you read self-help books.
Yes,
you did.
I did.
And that's just kind of a good transition, because you're talking about how, I mean, sometimes those can be real negative experiences that we're having with our clients or customers, but still trying to make those positive. How do you go about doing that? What is your way?
What is my way? Well, as far as from the books, you take little nuggets here and there from the things that you're reading, and you're like, okay, well, that could be something, you know, where I can improve and maybe change how I'm reacting to something to make it a better, you know, outcome. sure what to add to that.
It's okay. What do you think you're most proud of in your life?
I'm proud that I have had a challenging life with growing up. There were some challenges, and also I've had medical issues since I was 20 years old, and I'm very proud that I've just not let those things stop me. You know, there's no doubt there's times when there's a little bit of, it's a little bit harder to push forward, but I always have. And I think that comes from having a good role model as far as, you know, drive mm-hmm. in life. And also, you know, I've always been very active with running and things like that. And I think that when you start doing things like running marathons, which I don't now, I did for many years, but that kind of gives you the mentality of, you know, I've got to push through this no matter what. And fortunately, I've been able to so far.
I like it. I like that. Just push through it. Push through mm-hmm. it.
Cool. It's kind of like the old Nike saying, just do it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I like it. If I was to ask Todd something that you're always harping or preaching on, what would that be?
Know your audience.
Okay. What do you mean by that?
Well, you everybody's not the same. You know, you have to know a little bit about their personality, a little bit about what their needs are or their values are, to make yourself communicate better with that person and jive, so to speak, better with that person. You know.
I like it. So do you have any regrets? Anything that you wish you could redo?
No, I don't think so. I think everything that has happened in my life, good, bad, or otherwise, has brought me to this point and made me the person that I am. And I can honestly say, at my age, which I won't disclose, I'm proud of the person I've become.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Awesome.
Don't change anything.
Awesome. Well, hey, I appreciate you coming on. I had a great time chatting with you and getting to know you a little bit better. Where can we find you at? Where can we find you?
Well, we have a website. It's toddandcarolannpius.com. And my phone number is 480-309-9998. Or if you can't reach me, Todd's is 480-232-2434.
Awesome. Thanks for coming on. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate it.